Exclusive: Arizona Supreme Court allows Paul Gosar to remain on 2022 ballot. By Wendell Hasebo on May 9, 2022. Representative Paul Gosar, Araz, will remain on the 2022 midterm ballot. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled Monday afternoon. Today, the Arizona Supreme Court affirmed that in Arizona, conservatives have free speech too and cannot be punished on a trumped-up claim of insurrection absent a criminal conviction and due process. Gosar's attorney Alexander Kaledin exclusively told Breitbart News. It was an honor to represent Congressman Gosar to vindicate this important principle. The lawsuit sought to disqualify Gosar based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution enacted after the Civil War. The action alleged Gosar was ineligible for the November ballot because he violated the disqualification clause in the 14th Amendment by participating in the January 6 incident, which the media dubbed an insurrection. The suit was originally tossed by Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Christopher Corey in April. It was then appealed to the Arizona Supreme Court. On Monday, Arizona Supreme Court Justice Robert Brutinel ruled against the emergency appeal based on procedural grounds. Justice Brutinel agreed with the lower court's ruling that said the plaintiffs improperly argued that private citizens can challenge a candidate's ballot qualification, which is not the proper proceeding to initiate a disqualification clause challenge. That right is left up to congressional authority. Qualifications of its own members appears to vest Congress with exclusive authority to determine whether to enforce the disqualification clause against its prospective members. However, we need not decide these issues because we hold that ARS Section 16-351B, which authorizes an elector to challenge a candidate for any reason relating to qualifications for the office sought, is prescribed by law, including age, residency, professional requirements or failure to fully pay fines, is not the proper proceeding to initiate a disqualification clause challenge. By its terms, the statute's scope is limited to challenges based upon qualifications, as prescribed by law, and does not include the disqualification clause, a legal proscription from holding office. Gosar's attorney told Breitbart News the lawsuit was brought with Orwellian irony, pointing out the group that brought the action is named Free Speech for People. The lawsuit sought to disqualify Gosar based on limiting free speech, Kaledin asserted. Gosar is known as a freedom fighter and one of the most MAGA members of Congress. First elected in 2010, he is the former chairman of the Freedom Caucus and possesses 100% rating with the National Right to Life Committee, among other conservative organizations. In 2017, House Democrats voted to remove Gosar from committees due to an animated cartoon his office posted. The court case is Thomas Hassan v. Mark Fincham, No. CV 220099 in the Arizona Supreme Court. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.